You're listening to the MoneyWeb Now podcast series with Simon Brown. Live streamed every weekday at 6:30 a.m.
It's Friday, 12 September. We got UK GDP later this morning, expected 1.5% year on year. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, Carmen Mapulwani, results, first round, market loved it, Discovery, the market hated it. We'll get her thoughts on that. And then I'll chat with Hilton Kohner. He's CEO of Discovery Bank. I want to dig into the bank. And things such as profitability, that's nice. But the bad debts and the like, those seem to be managing very well. And then thoughts from me when an investment soars, what to do. I got a bunch of questions after chatting with Viv yesterday around the Oracle plus 35%. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Morning headlines, MoneyWeb. Can Walmart win where game failed? Macro's current fresh offering is underwhelming, and a plan launched a decade ago to aggressively enter the fresh food space with game ended up failing. Business Day, SA current account deficit nearly doubles. Weaker exports and rising income outflows widened the gap to 1.1% of GDP. Morning markets, US was green, S&P up 0.9%, NASDAQ 0.6%. Over in the East, it's mixed. We've got Sydney off a 10th. We've got Tokyo up 0.75%, Hong Kong and Tencent, both 0.5% better. Commodities, mostly green. Gold futures, 3,691. Brent is the red at 65.83. Platinum, 1,397. Palladium, 1,237. The rand, 17.36. Bitcoin, 114,100. Top 40 opening call, 490 points, 0.5% higher.
MoneyWeb Now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Carmen Mapulwani. Carmen, appreciate the early morning time. Results still coming thick and fast. First round yesterday, a lot of moving parts. HEPS up 10%, which of the, if we compare that with Absa, Nedbank, Standard Bank, was certainly the best of the bunch. The market really liked it. The UK Motor Commission matter, it's still out there, but seems not to be a major worry. A good set of numbers, I think. Well, your take on the numbers and the valuation, it's now trading at 2x book.
Yeah, I think that to your point, a lot of moving parts, but the key thing here is that despite the increase in the provision, or the extra provision of 2.7 billion, as you mentioned, the earnings still came out quite strong. So I think the market breathed a sigh of relief. You know, you're trading at a credit loss ratio of only 85 books. So very comfortable. The market was happy, as you said. Share price was up, I think, about 7% yesterday. And you've got a divvy yield of 5.5%. I don't think anyone can complain about those kind of numbers. You know, listening to management, the key focus there definitely is the benefit of having the diversified portfolio and leaning on West Bank and RMB earnings, etc. So to your point, as you said, definitely a strong set of numbers. The market really liked it. They've given us a dividend, that total dividend up 12%. So all round, pretty good.
Is it, I mean, the market, if you look at price to book, FNB, First Rand around 2, Standard Bank around 1.5, Nedbank, Absa around 1. Are they quantifiably, now that we've got numbers from all of them, are they quantifiably the best of the big four?
On the spot, I think the key, as you said, is the valuation as it is right now. But it's about where we go from here. You know, the numbers as they come out are historical. So where are they moving from here? They're talking about a deposit base that's over 1 trillion rand that they've gone over. Yeah. So these are all things that speak towards positivity. I think the outcome of the case in the UK is also something that everyone is keen to look out for. They have raised that provision, and it's quite lofty, but it's still in the process. It hasn't been finalized yet. They are appealing it. So those are the type of things I would look out for in terms of maintaining the strength and the, I suppose, in comparison to its peers as well.
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's one the foreigners like. When they come buying our banks, the First Rand seems to be the one they like most. Discovery, I looked at the numbers. So if we go back, 2 weeks, the trading update. Market loved the trading update. Results came out yesterday. I thought, hey, these are not bad-looking numbers. Yo, and the market the market chose violence, down almost 10% on the on the day. I got a disclaimer up front, and this is always my disclaimer. Discovery results hurt my head. Your thoughts on what sent it down almost 10%?
So I might have a slightly different perspective and maybe a little bit more positive before I get into the actual numbers. If you look at year on year, the share price is still up almost 40%.
Yeah, fair
so
point.
So there could be the rhetoric that some people are relieved and taking some profits after these numbers. I wouldn't be too concerned at this point. To their point, they're saying that, you know, they've come out of a strong cycle of significant investment that has been taken into account. They've just had a second half that's profitable. And the market, or the expectation at least, is that in 25, 26, they'll return to profitability for the full year. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there are lots of moving parts, but they've got healthcare, they've got life, they've got investments, they've got insurer, you know, they've got vitality as well now. But the international. So
yeah.
There's a lot to take into consideration. But in my opinion, I think the weakness in the share price yesterday is more a matter of just taking some profits and securing them. But I wouldn't be too concerned at this point.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was exactly July last year where it just started running, and it seems to have hardly paused until maybe yesterday. And to be clear, the sell-off yesterday only takes it back to May. It's not like the stock was collapsing in a sense. We'll leave it there. Comrade Mepulwani, appreciate the early morning time. That's our poll today, LinkedIn and a Twitter. Back to First Rand, stock up over 6% in the day. This is South Africa's best bank for investors, certainly from a valuation perspective, and we're leaving Capitec aside here. The market says absolutely yes, but you have your vote, you have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. The Standard Flexible Income Fund is designed for pre- and post-retirement income and capital preservation needs. Retire without regret with Stanlib Asset Management.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting with Hilton Koenig, CEO, Discovery Bank. The group had the results out, and of course, Discovery Bank, 30% increase in clients, 39% increase in advances, and a 26% increase in deposits. Hilton, appreciate the time. We chatted at mid-year. The bank was then profitable for a month. You're now profitable for the entire period. What happened? Are you sending profits up to group level? Do you keep them internal to continue growth and advancing the business?
So, Simon, I think the bank is kind of just breaking through that profitability. What was interesting is that over the period, as you say, we crossed over to monthly profitability just at the end of the calendar year, and this half year was fully profitable. And for the year, actually cash flow positive in the bank as well. So in theory, the option to start to return some of the capital invested in the bank will start to materialize. But at the moment, it's really just funding continued growth, and the growth of the bank is really strong. It's good quality, and so we continue to invest in that, and we should see it come through over time. We've set some very, very big ambitions, and you know, I think we have to be able to really fund that given the growth of the balance sheet. So the option will be there, I think, hopefully in time, but at the moment we're just focused on really kind of growing all of the key metrics.
I take a point in that. And you got 30% increase in total clients. How many clients do you have now, and how many are using you as their primary bank, depositing a salary in?
We've got about 1.3 million clients, and we're over 3 million accounts. So most clients actually have more than one account with us, savings product or a credit card, a secondary account. And we're seeing really, really good engagement in the bank. So, you know, salaries are obviously one metric that we look at. But for us, it's actually just one of many, you know, in terms of understanding are we front of wallet, the primary card that clients are using, but also how many times a month they use our bank app as an example. So we know that our clients use our bank app nearly every day on average. So about 22 to 23 times a month, they're in the bank and really engaging very actively. It's a really exciting space to be. But I think the bank is very much kind of front and center for a lot of our clients.
Using the bank every day, or the app rather, every day. I mean, I doubt that's for financial transactions. That would be, I mean, some of it would be the behavioral, some of it would be sort of just checking in and, I don't know, managing their finances perhaps. I mean, I bank a lot, but I mean, every day is a heck of a lot.
Yeah, so it's the nature of the bank and I think its position in discovery as well. So, you know, if you think about a bank, it is probably the most frequently used financial services product to begin with. And a digital bank of our nature, where we're encouraging people to bank healthily through our model, encourages even more engagement. So real-time budgeting, tracking of expenses, the ability to book flights and use our ecosystems really makes it very engaging. And then on top of that, you have other aspects of the discovery portfolio. So our active rewards program, which is one of our most engaging, where people get rewarded for physical activity, for driving well, you know, those are embedded in the Discovery Bank app. So, you know, if you want to see how close are you to closing your physical activity rings and achieving your goals and playing our game boards every week and earning miles, which is our shared value currency, all of that's in the bank app. So we find that, you know, our clients are really, really engaged and they're earning incredible rewards through the mechanism.
How are home loans doing? If my memory is correct, you launched them middle of last year. How's take up been in that regard?
It's a really good take up. You know, I think the home loan market itself has been a tough one over the last year. You know, I think consumers were stretched and interest rates were high. So we launched kind of almost at the, I guess, at the bottom of the cycle. And we've reported over 2 billion rand in home loans that have been dispersed over the period. So that's certainly in line with our expectations and getting really good traction. And I think what's interesting is that about 80% of our home loans were switchers. Okay. So existing home loans, where clients got them repriced and they switched the home loan to Discovery Bank. So it gives us a really good quality base to build on. And, you know, I think we've seen really good activity.
One of the key sort of components, I mean, it's the DNA of Discovery, is the behavioral approach, the nudges, the aspects of helping people and rewarding them for it. Perhaps it stands out best. One of the things I saw in the results presentation, credit loss ratio, well below market average. And this isn't because perhaps you've got nicer clients or anything like that. This, I would imagine, is a large chunk of that is as a result of the behavioral approach.
Yeah, very much so. The model itself, as you say, is behavioral in nature. So we tend to, you know, our clients tend to manage their money better. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to attract a good quality client and then to guide them in terms of managing their risk. And if they do, you know, they pay much lower rates of interest on their credit and they earn more on their savings. And so, you know, I think that notwithstanding the fact that the credit book has grown significantly year on year, the credit loss ratio itself is materially below the market average and continues to track very, very well. So the model itself is playing out exceptionally well. And our Vitality Money program, which is the basis of our behavioral financial program, really coaches clients to manage their finances better. But and as they do, they move through statuses. You know, it's gamified. They go to bronze, to silver, to gold. Diamond status clients are basically AAA rated. We see virtually zero defaults in those clients. And what's interesting is it's income agnostic.
I was going to say, this doesn't matter what my salary is. This is my behavior.
Exactly. So we see people with lower incomes who manage their money really well, and they're fastidious and diligent and disciplined, getting to high Vitality Money status, is they benefit through the value that they get back in lower interest rates, as an example. But we benefit through this very, very low credit loss ratio that we're seeing. So it really is a win-win.
Yeah. I mean, a win-win's a cliche, but sometimes it actually sort of actually comes out in the numbers. Then it's a reality. We'll leave it there. Hilton Kohler, CEO at Discovery Bank. Appreciate the time.
Let your money benefit from experience with StanLib Asset Management. Find out about StanLib Global Select Fund, which follows an investment discipline that has delivered results for 3 decades.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
Some thoughts from me on when an investment or a stock you hold soars, what to do, buy, sell, or hold. The chat yesterday with Viv Govender, ReOracle, which was up, 35-40% on the day. It slipped back a bit yesterday, but I got a bunch of emails asking me what to do. The one in particular, bought it 6 months ago. It's up 120% in those 6 months, plus 35% in one single day. The answer is always, depends why you bought. in the short-term trader, then you've got a strategy. You've either ratcheted up your stop loss or just take the money and run, exit. Depends on your trading style. But as a short-term trader, a giant move in your favor certainly does sort of ring the alarm bells. And quite possibly you've taken the profit or you've at least moved the stop loss up fairly markedly, probably to a point where it is in profit. For the longer term investor, it's a case of sit back and enjoy it. Stocks are volatile. US stocks especially so, and especially so around result periods. We do see big moves on results. Yesterday we had First Rand and Discovery doing what for our market are big moves, but that was what, 6.5 up for First Rand, 9.5 down for Discovery. In the US, plus 20, plus 30 is often the outcome. And it can go either way. Sometimes you're going down by a bunch because it missed earnings by a couple of million or maybe HEPS by a cent or two. So what to do? Well, I mean, it depends on what makes you feel comfortable. Some, take some profits, take a bit off the table. That helps you sleep better at night. Nothing wrong with that. But remember one of the key truths of investing. Every 10 bag of stock that goes up 1,000% first had to double and go up that 100%. So if you really are looking for the big moves, you need to hang on for these. For me personally, I hold on. I don't do anything. But find what makes you comfortable. And remember, chatting with the likes of Craig and Tony from Anbro Capital, they run a unicorn fund. And I remember particularly during the bear market, which is the other side of the equation. He doesn't do anything. He's not stressing it. Viv Govender, who runs his AI fund at Rand Swiss, when he's looking, he holds Oracle in that fund. And when it's surging, he's just sitting there and doing nothing. Potentially, he will be adding to it. That, perhaps, is the harder part. Do we add? Again, depends on valuations. Is Oracle expensive? Well, not if what they're expecting comes true. Then it's probably quite cheap. But remember, nothing goes up in a straight line. That's it for today. We were chatting with Viv Govender yesterday, as I said, from Rand Swiss, talking around that plus 30% surge in Oracle. It posted results, but it really was the future outlook and the expected increased demand for its cloud services that really excited markets. We asked you, is this the world gone mad or a great business? Just over half of you said, yeah, it's crazy right now. A quarter said hard to judge. The rest were saying, no, this is a great business with great earning potentials. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. We're live every weekday morning, the MoneyWeb website and the app, 6:30 a.m. podcast just after 7. Thanks to my team, Eddie, Nobokhle, Nicole, to you for listening, my guests for their time. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. If you're loving the show, please leave us a positive rating and an awesome review in your podcatcher of choice. We'll chat again Monday, Africa, mining and critical minerals.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb Now podcast, posted every weekday at 7 a.m. on moneyweb.co.za. MoneyWeb Now, on the money.